finding a way to settle your body that balances relaxation with uprightness. Ease with energy. And if it is conducive to the deepening of your practice, then allow the eyes to gently close, and if it's not, then you can allow them to remain softly focused a couple feet out in front of you. And now, acknowledging that the present moment is the only place that we can do work, is the only place that is real in any meaningful sense, and knowing that the body and the breath are always here in the present moment to greet us, to act as friends and refuges. Locate the breath, the sensations that you associate with breathing, either at the nostrils or in your lower abdomen. And just say hello, just greet the breath. Watch the inhale and the exhale. Observing the inhale all the way in and the exhale all the way out with interest and curiosity, as if listening to the story of an old friend you haven't seen in a long time. Totally engaged. Checking in with your posture every now and again to make sure that the shoulders haven't slumped forward, that the chin is still slightly tucked, that you haven't begun squeezing the muscles in your body. Whenever the mind wanders, which of course it will, it's what the mind has been trained to do. Whenever the mind wanders, just giving a gentle label to wherever it wandered, memory, fantasy, planning, painful sensation, tickle, itch, just acknowledging without resentment, and then bringing it back gently to the object of meditation, to the breath, to expansion and contraction, rising and falling, or to coolness and warmth. Letting the mind settle, letting it rest. letting the breath tell you its story. Sometimes there's the tendency to look at the breath as work, or to think about how we have to eat every day, multiple times a day, to bring energy into the body. We can think of this as work, as a stress, something that we have to do. Or we can look at the way that everything that exists in space vibrates at some frequency, that light and sound and the breath are vibrations at different frequencies. Even stones seem so still, vibrating the little electrons and protons around. And with this concept in mind of vibrating, participating with other vibrations, getting a little bit more refined in the body, finding the vibrations that are existing all throughout the body, not just the expansion and contraction of the in-breath and out-breath, but all all the vibrations of the blood moving around, of cells dying and being born, that the breath participates in every aspect of the body and the mind in every moment. If you become quiet, there's nowhere that you can look in the body and not find the breath. Locating this energy and turning the mind to joy, allowing the breath to participate, giving that energetic vibratory base in the body, giving it your attention and allowing joy to arise out of it. Bringing to mind someone who is close to you, who is experiencing blessings or gratitude or some goodness in their life right now. Bringing that image up before you, or if not the image, just the sensation of their presence. And allow your energy to be mingling with theirs. And if it helps you to use phrases, then you can follow along. And if not, then just focus on the sensations in the body, the sensations in the heart, on what it's like to be in the presence of this person for whom you feel vicarious joy and gratitude. May you be happy. May you be peaceful and at ease. May your good fortune be stable and fulfilling. May you be free. Knowing that this person's heart is smiling at us. Knowing the joy of receiving good news and being able to share it with someone who you care about. Knowing that this is a key element of good friendship. A meaningful bond. And now you wish for each other, may you be happy. May you know joy and peace. May your good fortune be stable and filled with grace. May we both be free. Experiencing the whole body breathing, and knowing that any sensations that are there are just fine as they are. Remembering that you can come back and rest in this refuge at any moment.